next year, so we're going to have teachers really sign up and kind of own at least one of the dashboard indicators, where we have a group of teachers who are going to be meeting on a monthly basis to kind of, teachers or faculty, any member of the staff really of any position, to kind of talk about what they can do to impact any one or more of the areas of the dashboard. So, you know, I think it'll really give our teachers a sense of ownership. And I think sometimes, you know, some of the best ideas, they come from within. It's not a top-down approach necessarily. So I'm really excited about that, about getting our stakeholders really, really, really involved and really knowledgeable about this, and that they can really feel like they have a say in what the interventions will be and what, you know, what they feel. They're on the front lines. You know, how can they impact some of these areas? So in terms of academic achievements, we'd like to, you know, just kind of refine our MTSS process, those interventions. We want to make sure that we're really looking at our student group. We have had several, you know, a lot of SST meetings this year. We did progress reports. We had a lot of parent-teacher conferences. For any student who, you know, wasn't kind of meeting their targets for during progress report times. In fact, right before spring break, we had 2 weeks of parent-teacher conferences for students who have low grades. So we're really trying to notify students early in the semester and kind of get them going, get parents involved. We have targeted support towards students who are below grade level. You know, students particularly, our K-8 program is doing a great job identifying. They have like a Wednesday kind of initiative where they're really encouraging all students to work in their personal learning plan in Edmentum. So they take that diagnostic test, and anybody who's behind it kind of assigns them their individual kind of plan. And the K-8 team has kind of said, hey, on Wednesdays, make sure you hit that individual plan, you know, at least 30 minutes or an hour. And so we know that, if, you know, students who can, you know, spend once a week for at least 30 to 45 minutes working on those individual skills that they are specifically lacking, we can make a pretty big dent in that. So those are just a few of the things we're doing. We've got a lot more coming. We're going to spend a lot of time this summer really refining a lot of these things. You know, this year was kind of get up and running, get your baseline, identify what you need to do. So it's a big year for us, big summer for us in terms of now we know, and now we've got to roll up our sleeves and do the work. So I've already kind of explained this, that our graduation rate, you know, we have a lot of credit deficient students, so we really need to refine our credit recovery program, you know, take a look at the counselors and how they can best provide support, get a little more support to those seniors, and also early identify those 9th, 10th, and 11th graders and what we can do to get them back on track before they get to 12th grade. In terms of college and career, we talked a little bit about A to G completion. We're really excited. We did an interest survey for CTE. We currently have 2 CTE pathways. We're going to double that and take it up to 4 CTE pathways for next school year. So we do anticipate, you know, sometimes these initiatives, they take a couple years for that to come to fruition, right? So hopefully as early as next year, we can see some CTE completers. And then in terms of college coursework, we are looking to, we have already improved the process for students to take their community college classes at the same time as being enrolled with CalPAC, 1 to 2 courses, or maybe even over the summer. So getting more students enrolled in community college is actually a great way to meet the college and career indicators. So that's one that we're going to want to ramp up for sure. In terms of our English learners, we're really excited. We have, well, first of all, Erica is a Spanish speaker, so she has a huge passion for our English language learner students, and she does a great job with our Spanish-speaking community. And we hired one of our K-5 teachers is B-class certified, and she's really passionate about EL students. So, and then we've got some new curriculum we're looking at for next year. So, I think we're really ramping up in terms of what we're prepared to offer our English learners. I think it's going to be even more comprehensive and robust than what we're doing now. So, Looking ahead, we are asking the board to consider a contract with Parsec Education, a data science company. We really plan to dig deeper into our data to find those root problems and address them with data-driven interventions and strategies. That's actually going to be our, kind of main speaker for our online professional development in August. We're going to be looking at our data super deep, refining it, getting into the nitty-gritty of stuff, and seeing what the data shows, and then again how to address it. So that's exciting. And then we also, starting next year, are going to take those Title I funds. We're at least 40% low income in this school, and just again found that students who have multiple risk factors are among our lowest performing students. So we really, I think it's really important to get somebody who's really dedicated to just looking at serving those students in specific strategies and interventions. And really, it's the follow-up. We have a lot of, I think this goes back to not testing enough of our high school students. With our current positions, we just don't have the bandwidth to follow up with all those students who are not taking those tests that can be very informative for us. So we see, this position as really being able to reach out and get more tests taken so that we have more data to further inform instruction. So that's one of the things we're looking forward to the most in terms of taking those Title I funds, is really having someone who can follow up. So that concludes my presentation. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you guys have.
All right. Thanks so much, Christine, for all your hard work in putting that together. As I said earlier, just it's great to see all this information that you're able to access in order to plan next steps and to create pathways for continued improvement. So thanks so much for your hard work there. Steve, I'll throw it over to you. Questions, comments?
No, great. Christine, that was great. I like your, to help you digest it here more than once. I know the graduation rates you've been talking about that are really a tough one. But if you talk about data driven, I bet a lot of our students, if you look in the rearview mirror when they were younger, they were chronic absentee teachers all the way. And what happens is the gap keeps getting bigger and bigger. So when we're inherited them, they have a whole history of educational valleys, and so that's what we're dealing with. And I think that I like what you said about shortening this from 5 days to second, for the not being clocking in, missing an action, so to speak. That's a good point, because the shorter you can do that. And if you look at chronic absenteeism, if you look at like this, 180 school days, that's 18 days for a whole school year. So a lot of our poor kids have been missing all this time for such a long time. So I just really, anything we could do to support you, because I know it's really challenging. And I wasn't picking up in your presentation is that you have a tremendous amount of integrity and accountability, but you're also very sensitive to the situation the students are in and the families. Because I know families, a lot of families right now, they're trying to put food on the table. It's really hard. So thanks again. I really, presentation is great. Anything we can do as a board to continue to support all your outstanding efforts on the staff as well as those. So keep doing what you're doing and stay well.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Kelly, comments, questions?
I have both. And it's not to put you on the spot, Christine. It's just because this is my wheelhouse.
Yes. We welcome any of your feedback. That's why you're here.
Just out of a curiosity standpoint, are the students accessing Santa Rosa JC?
Actually, our largest population of students is, I believe it's Contra Costa. So remembering that we serve all seven of our counties. So I'm not sure. I mean, we're open. If you're telling me that's a place that we should look into in terms of resources, we will absolutely do so.
I ask, one, because it's right there in Santa Rosa proper, and then they have some satellite campuses within the county. But both Santa Rosa JC and Las Positas College here in Livermore are top-tier JCs.
Okay.
And they're they're right here in, you know, the general vicinity. And then I want to echo what David and Steve said in terms of the amazing presentation. And I want to encourage you to continue to extract that local data. The dashboard is great, but it's stagnant. So in order for there to be real school improvement, there needs to be consistent, ongoing, vital local data that's happening. So continue that. I think that's amazing. And then my last, and continue to be creative in the A to G completion. College Board can be an interesting player in the game.
Yeah.
So I continue to encourage you to look at some alternative methods. And then my last comment, I take that back. I had to write them all down. Sorry.
Okay.
So the last two comments is, one, keep the course with the root analysis, because that's going to get you really far. In doing that deep data dive, that's what's going to drive the school improvement. And then the last thing, similar to what Steve just said about chronic absenteeism, sorry, it's the end of the day. There is a study that was done that says that if kiddos miss 4 or more days in the month of September, then that shows their projection or trajectory for chronic absenteeism, and they will be simply missing 4 days by September, they will be 2 to 3 months behind in school, so constantly playing catch up. So as you're moving forward, looking in your local data, that's just an entry point for next year.
Okay.
And then I would also encourage you, given what was inherited, to use the comment box on the dashboard. That is your opportunity to tell the story.
Okay.
There is a character limit, so you can't do a complete woe is me.
That's okay. I can be very brief.
Because that's outward facing, you want to be able to tell, you know, hey, look, here's where we started, here's what was given to us, and here's where we're going.
Okay. Thank you. That's excellent. That's super helpful. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure. And I promise that's all.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. I think that, unless there's any other questions or comments, that'll conclude our presentation for this board meeting. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Christine. Thanks, Milana. And thanks, Gretchen. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I'm going to move this down to our consent calendar. So I'll
Real quick, going back to what Dana said, I think we can do this. Christine, if you can give your host back to Lauren, and then she can just post that agenda. So it's very transparent. And we'll give Lori a second to post that agenda. Great job, Lori.
Woohoo! You're missing control, man. I love it.
No, this is fantastic. Very true.
Another 10.
Right there on 10. Excellent job.
Thanks, Lori.
All right. Thanks, Lori, so much. All right. So item number 10, our consent calendar. So can I get a motion to approve our consent calendar, which is going to be 10.1 to 10.16?
So moved.
Thanks, Steve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kelly. I'll call for the vote. I vote aye. Steve? I vote aye. And Kelly?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. 11.1, approval of the Edgenuity contract for California Pacific Charter School. Do I have a motion on the table?
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Can you have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kelly. And Kurt, passes B.
No, thank you. On this item here, Christine has touched on a little bit, but when we look at Edgenuity, we're looking at within that we have AudacyWare, and that's the online curriculum for students in grades 3 through 8. And for our English learners, we're going to tap into something called Middlebury. And that's a new program for our English learners in grades 9 through 12 to really focus on their speaking and their writing. When we look at the fiscal impact, it's just under $40,000. However, that's going to be split by CPCS San Diego, Sonoma, and a community collaborative charter school. That's by ADA.
All right. So, Kurt, any questions, Steve?
No, good. Thanks, David.
Or Kelly?
No, I'm good.
All righty. I'm going to call for a vote. I vote aye. Steve?
I vote aye.
And Kelly?
Aye.
All right, it passes unanimously. 11.2, approval of the Edmentum contract for California Charter Schools. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Steve. Do I have a second? All right, thanks, Kelly. Kurt?
Yeah, on this item here, and again, it's just with Edmentum, and this is a supplemental curriculum for teaching to date. And it really is going to help us, like Kelly mentioned, with the internal assessment and diagnostic tools. There's also a standard of professional development and something else for English learner students. This one impact is just over $10,000, and again, that's going to be split by California Pacific Charter School of San Diego, Sonoma, and Community Collaborative Charter School.
All right, thank you. Any questions for members? Steve?
No, thank you.
Kelly?
No question, just a comment. This is a great program.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I'll call for the vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
And Steve?
I vote aye.
All right. It passes unanimously. 11.3, approval of the Raindrop contract for California Pacific Charter School. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Well, thank you, Steve. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Kirk?
Yeah, on this side of here, Christine has done an incredible job with Raindrop and areas of marketing. And as we look at our continued growth, we know that we want to recruit students. We know there's certain times of the year where we can truly capitalize on them. And I know, without a doubt, it's going to be a great return on our investment. When you look at the cost just for Sonoma, it'll be about $47,000, but we know it's going to pay dividends down the line.
All righty, thank you. Questions for members? Kelly?
No questions.
Steve?
No, just really, Raindrop's done a great job. That's really applauded. Thank you.
All righty, thank you. I'll call for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
All righty, passes unanimously. 12.1, approval of resolutions with California Service for the Purpose of Retirement for Certificated Staff at California Pacific Charter Sonoma. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Kurt?
Yeah, we're just out of here. I want to thank Corey and her team because really what we're trying to do is we're trying to be very consistent with options for all the schools and the programs under CPCS. So I'd like to go ahead and recommend the board approve this resolution for CalSTRS to add CPCS to Sonoma.
All right. Questions for members? Kelly?
No questions.
Sorry, that's my dog. Steve?
No, thank you, Steve.
That wasn't an objection on his part either. He was just barking at the doorbell. Steve, did you have any questions or comments?
No, I'm good. Thanks, David.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, thanks. All right, I'm going to call for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
And Steve?
I vote aye.
All right, thank you. Passes unanimously. 13.1, approval of board policies personnel series. Do I have a motion for approval?
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kelly. Kurt, I'll pass it to you.
Oh, thank you, David. It's so nice to have Corey with us, and she and her entire team, they've worked really, really hard on this. So, Corey, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you.
Good afternoon, Board. Thank you for the opportunity to present two policies for your consideration. The first is actually a revision to our existing uniform complaint procedure policy. This was originally adopted by the Board back in April of 2019. Actually, I apologize, it was adopted shortly after that, but after April of 2019, there were some additional categories that were added for protected class, and so we want to update this policy for California Pacific Charter Schools today. We'd also like to get your approval to change the numbering of the policy to 1025 in order to move this into the 1000 series for community relations. And the second policy for your consideration is 4120, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act policy. And this is in response to the federal government's act, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which allows employees access to additional leave for the purpose of caring for themselves or a family member in the event of illness due to COVID-19, as well as a couple of other options, basically if they are immune depressed and need to be self-quarantined, or if they have child care issues. So this grants the employee additional leave access during this time. This leave action would expire December 31, 2020. And so these two policies are presented for your consideration today.
All right, thanks, Corey. Questions or comments, Steve?
No, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Kelly, questions, comments?
No, just a thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. I'm going to call for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
Passes unanimously. Thank you. 13.2, approval of new numbering system for board policies. Do I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
Steve? Steve?
I'll second.
Thank you. Kelly? Kurt? Passes to you.
This item here, we're going to go right back to Corey on the door.
Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So for your consideration, Board, we are asking you to allow us to enter into a universally accepted policy numbering series. It's very commonly used across the state of California and school districts. And although our policies are not a direct mirror of school district policies, we do believe that using a similar numbering series will be beneficial. And so the 1000 series for community relations, the 3000 series for business non-instructional, 4000 series to identify personnel policies, the 5000 series for students, and 6000 series utilized for instruction. Additionally, we've attached a document for your consideration that would align all of our existing policies within these numbering series. So there are no content changes to any of those policies. This is simply asking for the approval to renumber those policies. And I did want to mention that we are working towards having all of our policies posted on websites so that they are easily accessible and in compliance with legislative guidelines.
All right, thanks, Corey. Questions? Steve?
Corey, great job. Because policies are so important, if there's ever a hiccup, the first thing whoever's looking at it goes to the policy. So I really, really appreciate you staying on top of this. Thank you.
Kelly, questions, comments?
Not at this time.
Thank you. We'll call the vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
Thank you. Passes unanimously. Our next scheduled meeting will be held on May 14th, 2020. Board comments? Steve, I'll start with you.
So, just thank you, everyone, for all you're doing during these uncharted waters. And I really feel, you know, for Christy, the whole she's working so hard. There's no magic wand with students that we inherit that come in so credit deficient and years behind. But like I said, if you look in the rearview mirror, they probably have been doing that for a while. So just stay with it. Great presentation. Anything we can do to support you and the staff, let us know. So everyone out there, just continue to stay healthy and well. And thanks, Corey, Lori, and Kurt for all you're doing. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Steve. Kelly, your comments.
Okay, just want to express my gratitude and wish everyone some health and safety.
All right, thank you. And I'm just going to echo that. Thank you for everyone for their hard work and all these presentations today. It's always great to see what's happening kind of down by the student and the teacher level and how we're moving to address the needs of students. Great job, everyone. Thank you so much. Kurt, I'll throw it over to you for your comments.
Yeah, thank you, David. Just a couple items. I just want to commend Christine and Erica and Aaron for your continued leadership, especially with this presentation that really, really shows. Also knowing that, you know, we're forming that baseline. I've always taken the position, it's not where you've been, it's where you're going to go in life. And there's no doubt that you now have got a plan, a vision, and that multi-year planning in the area of student achievement. So super job. The next item is we have some good news from Dana from your area. A person that I met actually a few days after we got together reached out to me late yesterday afternoon and said, you know what, our kids up here are not being served with the distance learning online, and if you still want to consider me, I'd like to join your team. So Christine and I are going to meet with her next week, and that could be a really, really good fit. Sliding over to our charter services organization, we had a leadership team meeting on Tuesday with our leadership team and potentially our new board members and David Franklin. And I was literally just shocked, stunned, and awe over the enthusiasm and what almost every single potential new board member said was that they felt as though they could add value to that new nonprofit. So we're excited. Our task list is growing and growing and growing, but we feel by July 1st we'll be ready to go. The other thing is we see the distance learning, and we see that shift on how we're delivering curriculum and how students are learning. It's becoming very evident to us, and Dana, you'll appreciate this. We had another superintendent on a call earlier this week and explained that he had to kind of get out of his comfort zone now, that he didn't have classrooms. He didn't have, you know, brick-and-mortar schools, that he was going to have to really be creative and innovative. And I said, you know, I think you're kind of doing the charter school approach now. And he said, you know, and I kind of like it. So that was really, really good to hear. And then again, as we shared, as we look at our growth in our organization, I think more importantly than a huge increase in our numbers, it's just more about the huge increase in quality. And Christine, you're like at the 98th, 99th percentile. So we're going to have to just work harder and harder to keep you and your team right there. But in wrapping it up, like Steve said to everyone, a lot of us are still in the trenches. We've got family. We've got students. We're in a lot of different hats. But take care of yourself. And, again, great job today.
All right. Thanks so much, Kurt. That'll take us to the end of our meeting. So a call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right, I'll call for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
All right, we are adjourned at 5:03 p.m. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Go team.
Go team.